Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. 2017 Pella High graduate Madeline Holmes joins us on today's program to talk about her participation in the International Thespian Festival this week. Well, Madeline, I understand it that you're going to be a part of an International Thespian Festival coming up with a group of students. First of all, what is this festival all about and how did you get involved?
So I got involved with this festival through my drama teacher, and the festival is mostly for kids who are really passionate about like theater. They can come and compete in performance and theater technology categories in front of judges, and they can get feedback that way. And then there's also workshops where they can learn from industry professionals and other educators. And then there's also main stage shows, so we get to see some of the like top high school performances throughout the country and other countries as well.
You participated in this in November as well. Is this your first time at the International Festival? Have you been there before?
I went to the International Thespian Festival with my troupe last year as well, and it was a really amazing experience, so I'm glad I get to do it again.
Well, and you're involved, as I understand it, in costuming, and you're going to be competing up there with your costuming. How is that all going to work?
So I'm competing in costume design, and there's two costume categories. So what I do is I kind of picked a show, which was Zombie Prom, and then I just designed costumes for that. I actually saw Zombie Prom at last International Thespian Festival, and I was just blown away by like how cool everything looked, and so I really wanted to try my hand at coming up with interesting visuals as well. And so I designed 5 costumes, and I just present them to the judges and explain like why I made the choices I did.
Well, and how did you get involved in costuming? Why did you, I guess, go that route?
Well, I'm really interested in cosplay, which is like where you dress up like fictional characters. And so I've always kind of liked costuming. And when I was involved in community theater when I was a kid, my favorite part of being in shows was always the day we got the costumes. And so I guess as I got older, I realized like, oh, you could just get involved in costumes. Like you don't have to do the anxiety of being on stage if you don't want to. You can get the fun of costuming.
What do you do as a part of this competition? What are the elements that you're designing for? Is it an entire costume or are there certain things that you have to get in to be a part of this competition?
So for State International Thespian Festival, we could either design 5 costumes for one character or 5 costumes for 5 different characters. And so I selected the different character option. And so I just kind of had to design like the entire garments for characters. Some people like include like hats and shoes. Some people just do like the main garments or whatever. And yeah, so we're designed on how well we understand the role of a costume designer, and then we're also designed on our attention to detail, our like attention to form, and then our unifying concept of the design and how it incorporates with the theme of the show.
So when you are designing a costume, what are you trying to convey to an audience? And maybe, you know, a lot of people may be listening and saying, well, I heard of fashion design and I see the runway models. What makes it so unique to costume, especially for someone who's going to be on stage?
Well, I think what's really unique about costumes is, you know, when you're doing fashion, it's mostly about aesthetic, but with costumes, you should kind of communicate who the character is before they ever open their mouth. Like, if you look at a character, their costume can communicate a lot about, like, what their personality is and, like, certain nuances there. And so it's an opportunity to kind of, you know, make things more extreme or more, have, like, more subtle meaning to them.
You said you did the show Zombie Prom. What were you designing for that?
So Zombie Prom is a musical that takes place in like a nuclear version of the 1950s. And so for that, I did a lot of 1950s silhouettes. And then I would use kind of like obnoxious nuclearly based patterns and like really bright nuclear colors. And I really like patterns. And I think it's, for example, I had a character who had polka dots, and she also had little radiation decals that go with the polka dots, and they're both round, so I thought that kind of played together well.
And as I understand it, you want to stay in theater design. You're going to be going to school for this. I guess let our listeners know where you're headed to next.
In the fall, I'll be going to Columbia College Chicago, where I'll be majoring in theater design.
Why do you think this is such a great major to be a part of, and why do you want to continue your education?
I really want to continue my education in theater design because I feel like theater technology is just a field that's kind of overlooked a lot, especially when it comes to the arts. And I'm really excited to continue because it allows me to be engaged in visual arts as well as performing arts at the same time. And I get to kind of share a story with people through theater.
Well, and is costuming still part of that element, or is that different?
Oh, no, costuming is still part of theater design, so.
Excellent. And what do you hope to get from this festival this week?
I hope to get to see a lot of amazing shows and just get to interact with people who are as passionate about theater as I am.
Once again, that was recent Pella graduate Madeline Holmes discussing her involvement in the 2017 International Thespian Festival this week in Lincoln, Nebraska. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.